Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Pause and breathe with me. Feel your feet on the floor, hand on your heart. Say it softly. Say it boldly. I know who I play for. Today, we're finding the gold hidden in the hard times, how to see the opportunity in the storm, even when all you want is for the clouds to clear. Let's ground this in James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Storms don't always come to destroy. Sometimes they come to reveal your strength, clear the air, and make space for something new to grow. The storm is not the end. It is often the invitation. Let me tell you a story about a storm that, at the time, felt like it might take me out, but ended up being the exact thing that brought me to where I am now. Back when I ran my home health company, I hit what I thought was a breaking point. I had 40 employees. That was supposed to mean you made it, right? But there I was, unable to meet payroll, watching my employees line up at the bank and not being able to cash their checks. The third-party payer hadn't processed our receivables. What used to be a seven-day wait stretched to 90 days. I felt embarrassed, defeated, like I let everyone down. But even then, something inside me whispered, "You were built for a time such as this. You're being shaped for something bigger. Everything is bringing you to a moment such as this." At the time, I couldn't see it at all. All I saw was chaos and pain. But now I know the law of polarity was at work. The deeper the challenge, the greater the blessing is waiting on the other side. For every pain, there was an equal and opposite potential for gain. That storm didn't break me. It built me. Because every late check, every night spent worrying, every problem I learned to solve, I became an expert not just in home health, but in systems, automation, and resilience. Years later, when I thought I'd left that world behind, out of the blue, I started getting calls for help with automation and AI for home health companies. I didn't advertise that. I didn't chase it. The opportunity found me. Now, that storm is a river of referrals and a six-figure revenue. Everything brought me to this moment, to this blessing, to this level of service and abundance. I didn't know it then, but Source was positioning me all along. So if you're in a storm right now, feeling lost or broken, or like your story is over, let me say this as someone who's lived it. You were built for a time such as this. The storm is only one side of the story. The blessing is being built in the background. The law of polarity means the greater the pain, the greater for the potential gain. Trust it. Trust Source. Trust who you play for. And always, I know who I play for. Let's break this down for a moment, because when I look back, I see not just the business problem, but the masterclass from Source and how storms shape us for what's next. Remember James 1, 2 through 4? Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, because you know that your testing of your faith produces perseverance, that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Back then, all I felt was shame and fear. I didn't feel joyful, but now I see every trial was a training ground. Every late check, every sleepless night, every moment of wondering if I'd make it was shaping me. I was being matured. I was being prepared. I was being completed in a way that no success story ever could have given me. The storm was there not to punish me. The storm was there to grow me. Now, let's look at what the metaphysical teachers say. Abraham Hicks teaches, every moment of contrast, a fancy word for pain, lack, or chaos, launches a new desire, a new solution, a new calling from Source. I didn't want to go through payroll hell, but because of that storm, I learned to solve real complex problems. I learned systems, resilience, compassion. I gained wisdom that can't be faked. That contrast is what put me in alignment for my new business. Reverend Ike would say, don't curse your crisis, bless it and use it. In those moments when I felt defeated, I couldn't see how I'd ever use that pain for good. But blessing the storm, saying, okay, Source, show me the good in this, opened the door for everything that came next. Now that exact experience is what makes me valuable to a whole new market. My credibility, my empathy, my solutions, they're all rooted in what I walked through. Reverend Michael Beckwith reminds us, when a problem shows up, it's the universe's invitation to grow, expand, and step into a new version of yourself. I can't tell you how many times I heard that voice. Tina, keep going. Something's coming out of this. Trust the process. Trust Source. And every time I trusted, even if I had to take another step in the dark, the opportunity eventually appeared. The lesson? The very things you think will break you are actually making you. The storm isn't just something to survive. It's often the path to your next level. Every storm is a setup for your breakthrough, even if you're willing to bless it, learn from it, and stay open to what Source wants you to do through you. So if you're in the storm right now, know this. You're not being punished. You're being positioned. Say it with me. I know who I play for. I trust Source. I'm holding for the opportunity in my storm. Let's take a moment and really breathe this in, because I promise your storm isn't wasted. Wherever you are, take a deep breath. Deep breath in and let it out. Let your shoulders drop. Feel your feet on the ground. Remember, you were built for a time such as this. Now let's reflect together. What storm are you walking in right now? Is it financial, emotional, something at work or at home? What does it feel like carrying that weight? Name it, aloud or in your journal. If you could step back and see your life from a distance, could you imagine that everything, every challenge, every disappointment, every delay has been building you for a moment such as this? Can you spot even a tiny glimmer of opportunity or growth that has come from your storm? Think about the law of polarity. For every challenge, there is an equal and opposite blessing on the way. Where have you seen pain in your life turn into wisdom, new skills, or even new streams of abundance? If you haven't seen the blessing yet, can you open your heart just enough to believe that Source is still working behind the scenes, lining things up for your good? Now, writers say these affirmations with me, letting each one become a seed in your spirit. I honor my storms, knowing they are shaping me for my next season. I am open to the opportunity hidden in every challenge. I trust that for every pain, there is a blessing building in the background. I was built for a time such as this. I know who I play for, and I trust Source to guide me. Now take a few deep breaths and let those words settle in, because we're going to activate it soon. If you're still in the middle of the storm, know that you are not alone. The opportunity may not show up today or tomorrow, but trust, it will come. Let your storm make you strong, wise, and ready for what's next. And remember, everything in your story has brought you here, to this moment, to the very threshold of your next blessing. So now, let's anchor what you've just heard. If you're able, close your eyes and take a deep, slow breath. Feel your body rooted, presence, alive. Imagine yourself standing at the very center of a great storm. The sky is dark. The winds are wild. The rain is pouring down. You can feel the fear, the uncertainty, the urge to run or hide. But then you remember, you were built for a time such as this. With every breath, the wind calms a little. With every heartbeat, the sky lightens just a bit. You're standing taller, steadier, knowing that you're not just surviving, you're transforming. Now repeat after me. Let these words settle deep in your soul. I was built for a time such as this. My storm is not my punishment. It is my preparation. For every pain, Source is building an equal and opposite blessing. I trust the law of polarity. My challenges are the seeds of my greatest victories. I stand in the center of my storm, calm and expectant. I look for opportunity, even when all I see is chaos. Source is guiding me, positioning me, and using everything for my good. I am strong, I am wise, and I am ready for what's next. Every experience has brought me to this moment. I know who I play for, and I am open to the blessing on the other side. Now, see the storm beginning to part. A ray of light breaks through the clouds, shining right on you. You feel gratitude. You feel faith. You feel the strength you've gained in this season. Take a few more deep breaths, letting the peace and power of this moment fill you up. When you're ready, open your eyes, carrying the sense of possibility and trust with you. You are so much stronger than your storms. Remember, every trial, every delay, and every hard moment is shaping you for your next season. You were built for a time such as this, and the opportunity you are seeking might just be waiting on the other side of what you're living through right now. If this episode gave you hope, clarity, or simply the sense of me too, I'd love for you to join us at happyhealthywholerich.com. There you can download today's affirmation track, share your own story, or simply know you're not alone. Whatever you're walking through, Source is walking with you. Stay open, stay willing, and above all, keep reminding yourself who you play for. Let's say it together. I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. See you the next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.